everything that we have in our culture today, right? Everything just about from the fabric in our clothes. I mean, we could literally, Chuck Missler. Let me just say what Chuck Missler said. Probably one of the best quotes of all time, right? Chuck Missler, he said, if you torture the data long enough, you can make it say whatever you want. He brought information, and you know, there's only going to be so many people in every generation that are going to be watchmen, because most people don't want the responsibility.
That's right. That's
And
right.
it comes with a lot of weight. People don't realize the weight that, you know,
Oh
when
my gosh, yeah.
I mean, I know many times I'll be laying in bed at night and I can't sleep because I'm thinking about the heaviness of what's going on and the topics that we're studying and everything. And it's things to pray about. But here's the thing. There's going to be paganism in all types of things. But I want to make this point. And this may draw some hatred on the comments. I don't know. I went through the whole anti-Christmas thing years ago.
I
Okay.
did too.
You
Yeah.
know, I mean, I remember watching, you know, some of the late Doc Marquis's videos
Sure.
long before he and I were friends.
Yeah.
You know, it was such a privilege to be his friend because I remember watching his films and being like, man, this guy's, you know, really just drilling. As I began to research for myself, I began to see that, you know, not to call Doc a liar or anybody else, but
Right.
the people that are presenting this information, they really believe it. Like this is the history that they've accepted.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's like they're not intentionally trying to deceive anyone. They really believe this to be true, and so they're trying to warn people out of the love for Christians. It's because they love us, they're trying to warn us because they really believe these things.
Absolutely.
And then, but you see, there's a difference in those people and the people who are just posting memes on Facebook.
Right.
Because there's a difference in loving and warning people, and then there's a difference in that, and then just like being a legalist and trying to criticize people and try to force people under this law that they don't even keep fully. Anyway, not to go on a tangent, but
No, go ahead. Go ahead. It's fine. Yeah.
I started to research this stuff after so many years because I was bitter, man. Christmas would come around, and I would just get so bitter. Like my mom would put up a tree, and we'd travel. We my brother and I, we West, you know, we'd get in the truck and we'd drive from Atlanta to New Orleans to visit our parents, and like I would just think about all these horrible things that people would say, like, you know, your mom's worshiping Nimrod or your mom's worshiping Baal, you know, she's on her knees before that tree. And you know, and it just made me sick. And like, I know my mom. My mom's a born again, spirit filled Christian. Like, she's on fire. My mom loves the Lord. She's always in the Word. I've been raised in a family of people who love the Word of God and they love the Lord. And I mean, it's like, it was so asinine to think that people would be making such accusations about blanket statements about Christians that they don't even know. And
Yeah.
so I was bitter around the holidays, Josh. I mean, I still loved being with my family, but I was bitter. I had this legalist spirit in me, and I was judging my parents silently, you know, about, you know,
Sure.
man, they're just doing these things, you know, willingly, and they don't even know what they're doing. And long story short, I started to study it, and I realized that the paper trail, about 90 to 95% of the paper trail led back to Alexander Hislop's work,
Yep.
which his bibliography has, you know, I've used this term before. It's got more holes in it than a block of Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
And Derek made a good point the other day. Derek said this. He said, you know, Derek is so balanced, man. I love Derek.
Yeah,
He
me
said, you
too. Yeah.
know, he said, look, he said, Hislop was wrong. He said he was obviously wrong. He said, I'm not willing to make the statement that Hislop had an agenda to lie to people. He said he did have an agenda, absolutely had an agenda, but that agenda might not have been as nefarious as we think.
Right.
He said so much history, so many discoveries, archaeological discoveries, documents, things have been discovered over the years that Hislop didn't have access to. We now can look deeper. We have a technology outpouring. We can find information that they didn't have. And you know, I that was a really good point. And so I started researching in different areas. And what I found was that the early church, they celebrated what they called nativity, right?
Right.
And you know, there's I know people like Dr. Michael Heiser, who I love to death. He's a friend of mine. Love talking with him. On and off recording. I love talking with him. Probably the most interesting stuff happens when the camera or the audio recorder is not going.
Yeah.
But you know, Heiser, he's way more, you know, calibrated and he's authenticated, and he's more able to make statements about certain things than I am. You know,
same here, same here. I've learned a lot from him because of stuff like that.
Here's the thing, like he's got qualifications that we don't have. He's put in the wrench time and the schooling, and I appreciate that. But that being said, I still don't agree with him on everything. And anyway, the point is, the fact is, like, Heiser is amazing. Just the guy blows my mind. He never stops blowing my mind on his work and his research. I love the guy to death. And so I'm not qualified like he is. And I say that I'm actually giving him a compliment, by the way. Heiser and a lot of other scholars who are way more qualified than I am, they have pointed to the idea of a September birth of Jesus. You know, and I'm not saying that doesn't make sense, but I think that there's other evidence that could, based on John the Baptist's birth and the prophecy surrounding John the Baptist, I think it's possible, and other scholars are coming out saying that it's possible that Jesus could have been born in the December month. What we have is December. I just want to say people can look it up, because I don't have all my, like, I actually have some notes on this. I don't have them out in front of me, and I don't want
right.
to, when you're dealing with dates and months, I don't want to get that wrong.
Sure.
But the summary of that is that it's likely there are scholars that are saying Jesus could have very likely been born in December based on the timeline of John the Baptist and when he was in the womb. Now, and also there's some interesting things about the star. I saw a documentary about the star. It was put together by some Catholic scholars. And again, I'm not a Catholic. There's atheists that I've learned stuff from.
Right, right, right. You know, yeah.
But so the movie The Passion of the Christ came out years ago. And at the time I didn't realize it does have a lot of Catholic undertones.
Sure.
But I remember watching The Passion of the Christ, and there was a lot of media about it. And apparently around that same time, Mel Gibson worked with another guy. I forget his name, but they put together, Mel Gibson wasn't like the main guy. He wasn't actually in the documentary, but it was, he had something to do with it. I don't remember his role, but they basically got together and they used software and they broke down history about the star.
Yeah.
And the star was, I mean, that was the sign. That was the sign in the sky. And based on what they broke down in this documentary, if I remember correctly, they also pointed that it could have been a December birth. But regardless of all that, the early church, there are writings about the early church celebrating what they called nativity. And listen, if anybody, you know, the big argument, Josh, people always want to say this. They want to say, you know, people really just need to quit being disobedient to the laws of Yah. You know, they need to quit being disobedient to God's law and, you know, quit celebrating man-made holidays and celebrate the ones that God said to celebrate. And they'll even take it a step further and say, God never told us to celebrate Jesus's birth. Now, if there was ever anything in this world worth celebrating, it is the coming of our Messiah.
Amen. Right?
You know, I don't need someone to tell me to celebrate that, okay? Here's the
that
thing.
Was probably a good thing that happened.
Yeah, and the thing is like, I don't have a problem with people who want to celebrate the Jewish feasts. You know, I love the Passover. I've celebrated Passover many times in my life, but we are not commanded to be celebrating every Jewish feast. And we also need to understand that, you know, most of them have already been fulfilled. And it's a matter of, if you want to do it for the novelty of it, the fun and the learning of the scripture and to experience what they may have experienced. I mean, that's fine. And that's even cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when you see people that they're using it to brag nowadays, it's like, well, look at me. I'm celebrating the fall feast and I'm not celebrating those pagan feasts at all. You guys are celebrating. That's exactly what Paul said. You know, Paul made a point that this whole idea of like the works of the law, you know, people would be boasting in the works of the law. And it's actually by the grace of God, not by works, that no man should boast. And
that's
Paul,
right.
Paul even talks about in Philippians. I was just reading this morning. Paul breaks down this idea that if anyone had a reason to boast in the flesh, it would have been him because of all the law. He was like one of the best when it came to the law. I mean, his bloodline, his education, and he really worked to keep the law. And he said he was even one of the most zealous ones, so much to persecute the early church. But he says that he counted all of that loss. He counted all that loss for Christ. And he realized that no man, you know, Christ brought grace, not the works, so that no man could boast in what God was doing. And so, you know, the holiday, you don't have to be commanded to celebrate the holiday. I love Christmas because I love the fact that Jesus Christ is my King, and I love the fact that we are celebrating nationally. It gives us an opportunity to talk about Christ with people who may not listen any other time. The world recognizes that it is Jesus's birthday, whether or not he was born at that time or not. But here's what I want to point to. There's evidence. There's evidence that they were celebrating the Nativity. And granted, some of the decorations that we have today may, because there's debate here.
Sure.
Some of the decorations might have a connection, a loose connection, or even a strong connection with certain pagan beliefs, right?
Right.
But a decoration means nothing. It's not an idol, okay? It's not carved out of something. It's not something that represents a direct God. Here's the thing. If you carve an idol out of wood, you're making a god out of it. You're actually making it represent something. But the Christmas decorations, for the most part, all they are is natural occurring things. You know, you got evergreen, which, by the way, the evergreen tree is a blessed tree. You can Google that in the Bible. There's a Bible passage about it's a blessed tree, maybe because it never dies, maybe because it's a sign of living constantly in the cycle of always being alive. I don't know why it's blessed, but there's a blessing attached to that tree. And the other thing is that there's early there's some early lithographs showing Martin Luther. See, everybody wants to blame the Catholics, right? Oh, well, the Catholics, you know, they're the ones that Christianized this pagan holiday. Well, actually, that's not the case, because Martin Luther, he's the protester, by the way, in case somebody didn't know. After he protested and the protest started and the separation took place between Protestants and Catholics, there are lithographs showing Martin Luther with decorated Christmas trees. And from this research that I did, it actually backs up the fact that the Christmas tree was actually done to spite the Catholic Church during the Reformation. So during that time period, I believe it was Chris Putnam that originally sparked my interest on this topic. And I looked into it. It was very interesting to think that they erected their Christmas trees and decorated them literally as a sign of, we just protested these people and we're celebrating new life outside of them. And so the Catholic Church at that time, they really hated the idea of the Christmas tree, from what I understand, because it was like a slap in their face, because all the protesters, all the Protestants were doing it and they were celebrating being away from them. Now, other quick point, everybody wants to talk about Jeremiah. If you break down that passage, it's not hard. Like, and I'm not talking down to anyone. If you're watching this and you think that you understand that passage and it's talking about a Christmas tree, first of all, they didn't have Christmas back then. I did a Jeremiah 10 for Dummies, like the book cover. And it created a dust storm, man. People got really upset.
Oh, I bet.
Here's the deal. You take it, you cut down a tree, you work it with the axe, okay? You work it with the axe. I mean, it's clearly talking, in order to work something, you're working it, and then you're decking it with gold and silver, right? Decking, like you're literally decking it. Like, and you can find tons of pictures. Matter of fact, after I talked about this, I had people emailing me from other countries saying, this is exactly how they make idols in our country.
Right.
In India, they cut a tree down, they work it with the axe, they shave it down, they cut it, they carve it, and then they deck it. They literally take hammers and gold and silver and they deck precious metals to where it covers it in its own shape.
Yeah.
It's not talking about tinsel, it's not talking about any of this. But you know, the thing about it, Josh, is that at the end of the day, what you decide to do is between you and God and your conscience. If you're violating your conscience, then you're sinning against your conscience. You know, Romans 14 is so clear about this. And some are going to esteem one day above another, other, you know, esteem this day over that, whatever. You're serving the Lord, I'm serving the Lord. Don't judge your brother based on him wanting to do this or not wanting to do this, because we are serving the Lord. That's what Romans 14 says.